Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Friday edition of the Community Corner on KQWC for this 21st day of March. Pat Powers here, being joined with our state representative, Shannon Latham from Sheffield. And Shannon, very good day to you.
Good morning, Pat. It's great to be on again with you.
Absolutely. Glad to have you along with us. Well, this week was all about education in the Iowa legislature, from what you were telling me.
Yes, there really was a theme, especially for the debate on Wednesday. A lot of the bills that were passed came from the newly formed Higher Education Committee, and that committee has been tasked with taking a look, a really deep dive into Iowa's higher education system. One of the things they're taking a look at is the cost for students, and then really just some of the content of what's being taught on our university campuses across the state.
Mm-hmm. Anything accomplished out of there, Shannon?
Yeah, so I think there was close to 8 to 10 bills. I should go back and count them for sure, Pat, but 8 to 10 bills that came out of that committee and were passed. One of them is the Core Curriculum Act, and what that does is House File 401. It establishes undergraduate general education requirements for all of the Regent universities, specifically related to English, mathematics, natural sciences, social sciences, humanities, Western heritage, and American heritage. And the bill mandates that the core curriculum cannot distort historical events or promote identity politics. So that is one of the bills that passed. Another one is the Freedom from Indoctrination Act. That ensures that no student is forced to take courses that promote ideological activism, like critical race theory, or diversity, equity, and inclusion as a condition to obtain a degree. Then there was the College Affordability Act, and that just contains lots of provisions to help control college costs for students. It is requiring that the tuition rate be set for each academic year before April 30th of the year, so that when students enroll for college in the spring, they know the tuition they will pay in the fall. It also directs each Regent University to offer at least one work-study program where a student can earn their degree while working part-time and the tuition gets paid by the employer. And then it directs each Regent University to offer at least one three-year bachelor's degree. So those are some of the high points on a few of just those bills that came out of the Reforming Higher Education Committee and were passed this week by the Iowa House of Representatives.
Again, we're talking with Iowa State Representative Shannon Latham on KQWC this morning. In addition to education issues this past week, Shannon, what else was covered at the state capitol?
Yeah, so that was really the focus for when I was in the Iowa House this week. Mm-hmm. There were only a couple of committee meetings that met, Ways and Means and Appropriations. So we are at that time of the year. Remember, those bills in those two committees are funnel-proof, so we're taking a closer look at that property tax bill that's going through the House. I believe the Senate has their own version as well, so that's one of the bills before Ways and Means. And then in Appropriations, one of the bills that they were taking a look at was the SNAP bill, and I sat on a subcommittee actually for the SNAP bill this week. And the emphasis of that bill was trying to make sure that people were getting better nutrition for their calories. That bill also includes other provisions for the Double Up Food Bucks. And Double Up Food Bucks allows people on WIC and SNAP to be able to use their dollars for Iowa-grown produce. So if they spend $1, they actually get $2 worth of Iowa-grown produce. So that there's a portion of that bill that's attached to the SNAP bill, and then there's just a standalone version of that Double Up Food Bucks bill that I and I believe about 30 other representatives signed on to. So that was a big topic of debate this week, just because there were a lot of people who were saying, look, we understand the intent of the bill here, but it might have some, it might make it more difficult for grocers to be able to determine what are approved for SNAP or WIC benefits according to this bill. It also might just have some unintended consequences because some of these foods that you're requiring might cost more. So I really, that was an interesting public comment period.
I bet it was. Let's see what's coming up next week in the Iowa State Legislature. Still some more bills, I presume, there, Shannon, covered?
Yeah, absolutely. So I believe we'll be talking more in depth about the tax bill, the property tax bill, and then also appropriations should be meeting again because there are bills that we need to take a look at the appropriated amount and kick back out. And then budgets. There are the budget subcommittee chairs. I serve as the economic development budget sub-chair. So I'm going to be talking with members on my committee about what some of their funding priorities are, and we'll be working toward that balanced budget.
So another busy week coming up next week in the Iowa State House in Des Moines. So we'll see what all transpires on there. Shannon Latham, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Pat. I always enjoy being on with you.
Same here.